All right, folks, for those of you listening on the podcast, we are going ahead and getting Dockside at the Bay episode 7 started. I'm just getting the live feed set on YouTube and then we will get into it. Let's see. And I'm gonna go ahead and post this on Twix. Hopefully it goes through this time. And it did. All right, perfect. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dockside at the Bay, episode 7. My name is Vinny. This is Kim.
Hello,
And
everyone.
welcome back. Kim, how was your week today? How was your week this week?
Week's been pretty good. Week's been pretty good. Pretty low key with work, which has been a good thing. But the weather here has been crazy.
Really?
So I've been contending with that. Yeah, today it felt like spring. And it's February. And
I get it. Yep.
it's a lot going on.
Absolutely. I definitely understand that. It's, over in Connecticut, it was 60 degrees earlier today. Now it's raining for the next 2 days and then get some cold spell, then rain over the weekend. You never know what the weather's going to do anymore.
They said Chicago was basically going to get all like three seasons in one day, which
That
was,
makes sense. Connecticut, New England is like that anyway. So, I mean, I'm used to that. But before we get into anything, do want to, of course, mention that we are officially an affiliate for WWE Shop. Just go ahead and go to SubstanceWearCircle.com/wrestling merch, and you get this. These Bloodline shirts are no longer in print because the Bloodline is a little different right nowadays. But the NWO hats are definitely there. So go over there. We do get an 8% commission, and helps the show as well. Go to our Patreon and buy me a coffee. Both of them are the domain name slash Suds and Squared Circle. You could sign up, help to donate, and help to fund projects for our podcast as well. I do want to announce here, I did actually get in touch with Mr. Gregory Martin, the creator of The Bay, and he has agreed to come on the show, not at a specific time, but later on when we get to future episodes. So we're going to keep that in the back pocket for right now. But
Pretty exciting.
I did get a chance to thank him for the support of the podcast, and he also said thank you as well for supporting the show. But it's a great show, and I'm glad that we're able to help it out
Absolutely.
and help bring awareness to it, because that's quite honestly what it comes down to. Being on a network like Popstar and being on streaming platforms, while streaming is the way of the future, it's still not there, and there's still people that have cable and the traditional ways of viewing television, and you're missing out on some great web exclusive series.
Especially with soaps, because people are so used to seeing them strictly network.
Yep.
So having it, kind of in different platforms in different places, obviously though with Days it's on Peacock and The Bay is on Peacock as well, so
Exactly. But we are here. We're going to be going over episode 7 of The Bay, The Beginning, which is found on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. And this, in my opinion, was a really jam-packed show in itself. And what I really liked about it was it wasn't just two storylines or three storylines going back and forth. This covered the whole gamut of multiple characters and their stories.
it really did. It really did. It covered all. We saw just, it was like a lot of just aftermath of everything that
Yes.
had transpired in the previous episode, but it just showed how, like, the ripple effect and how it was affecting all the characters that are on canvas. Did a
Yes.
really good job of just like going through and just kind of, story to story, family to family, character to character, just kind of highlighting everything that they all are kind of grappling with at this point, which is a lot.
It is a lot, and especially with the fact that they finally released the names that Lee was one of the people killed, and Lex got that information from Mac, and Mac also said they confirmed that Isabella was the other body, and she was tied up.
Yeah, had to bring in that detail too, just to, drive it, but oof, just,
Yeah.
yeah. No, it shook up the entire, canvas, everything that happened. And now everyone is just trying to deal and process in their own individual ways. And you saw a lot of that. You saw just a lot of people like trying to figure out how am I going to move on from this? What am I going to do next? What's my next step? And characters just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, no, exactly. And again, if you guys are watching on YouTube Live, go ahead, hit that like button, subscribe, get notified of anything that's going on with Suds and Squared Circle Media or Dockside of the Bay, Suds News, Squared Circle News, whatever there is. And you'll get notified anytime we post something. And if you're listening on the podcast feed as well, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you find your favorite podcast, because we are everywhere. All right, so just kind of let's kind of jump into it, because there's a lot to really go over.
Honestly, yeah.
There was
For
really
20
only,
minutes, that there was a lot.
yeah, exactly. There was there was a lot, and as viewers of soaps, generally speaking, you get three scenes that rotate throughout the episode when it's an hour show. Obviously, the show was a half hour and they jammed so much into it, so many characters, so much story, that it just the beats were just bam, 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 and it was great. And it all came together,
It
because
did.
the underlying theme is the fact of how they're reacting with the explosion that we saw at the end of last week's episode.
No, it all twined together just, in such a, cool way. Just kind of everyone is all interlocked in this town, and this episode shows it. It just shows how everyone is just kind of linked up and connected and, just trying to get through this in their own individual ways.
Exactly. So we open up the show with Marley washing the color out of her hair. I like
Well,
how
like
she
kind of
said,
a little symbolic sort of her trying to get back. I mean, she even says it, like, there she is, back to normal as soon as she starts, the red starts washing away and you start seeing the blonde again.
hey, happy Tuesday, Nathan. Welcome into the chat. Into the chat. But yeah, you're right. She's going back to normal. And it's funny because she comes out of the bathroom. She's calling for Tony, her husband, saying, we need to talk or whatever. But he's already gone.
Yeah, she's talking to an empty house.
Yes.
She comes to that realization, leaves the bathroom and then walks in bedroom, sees, obviously he's not there, goes and checks in the nursery, crib's empty, which is automatically going to send a wave of panic through you. And then she sees the note on the dresser, her name in all caps, just and it's just immediately you're just like, oh boy, okay. So yeah, her plan of, just trying to talk things out, trying to sort things through. Obviously, Tony decided to sort things through in an alternate way.
Yeah, and it just it, from what I, from what I was looking at it, and it's like, so they both kind of had the same idea where they have to figure out what's going on in their marriage. Tony decided to take the easy way out, and while she's in the shower washing her hair or whatever, he skips town, basically. He leaves
Yeah.
a note and he's like, okay, I'm out.
Raleigh with their son.
Yeah.
Very, short, sweet, and to the point note, just kind of saying, this is how, but just the note and her read of it and just oof, it just each line just kind of, just devastates a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. You can just see it, this marriage is just ultimately like not, it's doomed basically. And we're in a very, very, very rough place.
And and then it ends with the divorce papers are in the mail. So, he knew what was going on, he figured it out and he's just done.
Yeah. I mean, some of the lines though, like his saying, like, taking, RJ, going to Raleigh to spend time with family, you got to figure out what's going on with your own, which that's valid.
That's
Because there
kind of
is a lot
foreshadowing
that you
too.
yes, and
Because
then oh,
at this point, no, I was just saying, because at this point, Marley doesn't know anything about the explosion
that's true.
that killed Lee.
Yeah,
So obviously Lee being her father.
I mean, she's got the whole half sister revelation that she's still kind of grappling with,
I too.
but now you've got this, and she isn't even aware of that yet, so just stay tuned for all of that, just to come down and stress you out more. But her, just kind of, and then his talking about her reinventing herself, or, you know, and then the line too, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right.
That was oof, just basically implying that, yeah, your parents' infidelity doesn't, you know, apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Exactly.
And then just kind of drives the point home, obviously, you know, he's aware of the whole situation with Manny, and just, yeah, Marley was pretty called out in that note.
Yep, exactly. And then we end up going to we see Brian kind of packing in a rush, and he sees the news story on the TV. You know, he reacts to it because of the fact that there's an explosion. Because he knew that Isabella was in there, or Isabella was in there. He doesn't know yet about Lee as well.
Right.
He's getting out of Dodge. Like, he's
Yep.
getting a one-way ticket to Dubai, and
Yep. He's calling up Mort, who we're not sure who Mort is, but it seems like he's the family's not paying, you know, for him to ask questions. So I'm guessing he's the guy that just kind of handles the Garrett's sort of, you know, Garrett Nelson
travel
general
yeah.
situation. So, but yeah, needs the first flight out, you know, just he is getting the hell out of Dodge, or at least trying to. And then
He leaves
calls
Zoe a
Zoe,
voicemail.
though. Yeah. And
He leaves.
just, you know, got into a bit of trouble. I mean, that's a bit of an understatement, bud.
Exactly. Yep. He says, you know, I'm might not be here for, be around for a while, and he's planning on getting out of Dodge, but then he comes across and says he can't find his wallet.
Yep. His big master plan, you know, he's all like, you know, I know you're not speaking with me, not everything's as it seems. Well, it seems that you cannot get out of town, or at least at the moment, because you don't have any ID and you do not have your wallet.
Exactly.
Because Pete decided that he was going to, you know, not let anyone follow his credit card movements.
Yep.
He decided to play it smart and steal his brother's wallet.
Right. That does tend to end up backfiring on him as well, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, we see Pete checking into a hotel on his own. You know, he uses Brian's ID and Brian's credit card because he didn't, again, he didn't want to be tracked, or he just needed to get away, or, you know,
He's
and
all about trying to escape, you know. I
yes.
mean, he was when, you know, there was the whole situation in the driveway, and he's like, I'm gonna go to the garden, I'm just gonna walk around. And then, you know, that whole situation obviously got insane.
Yep.
It's just too much for him to handle. He's just like, I need to bounce, I need to get out of here.
Exactly. So, you know, we also see Lex and Sarah in the house. You know, we see the reporters at the door
Oh,
trying to
yeah.
find out, you know, if Sarah knew anything, or what
Do
happened.
you feel partially responsible for the murders? Which,
Exactly.
like, wow. Reporter, you are
That's
just.
bold. That is very bold, even for a reporter. And, you know, I don't hold paparazzi in high regard, but, you know, it's.
That he just got straight to the point there and did not, you know, pull any punches. But that was, you know, and I loved Lex's sort of response, basically, just, you know, get out, I'd get out, or I intend to book you just for pissing me off. Like, Lex
Exactly.
is not having it,
Yeah.
which is great.
And Tristan Rogers is the perfect, delivered that line perfectly.
Oh my gosh. He says it just, he doesn't even really get like that emotional worked up. He's just, it's very matter of fact. It's just, you're pissing me off. I'm going to arrest you. Get out. Like, he just shuts down the drama right away. He's protective of Sarah. It's just, oof, I'm such a sucker for that.
And then that's when he gets the call, you know, from Mac, and Mac fills him in saying it was they confirmed the body of Isabella. And
Yeah. Well, before that, even, you know, Sarah is a little bit blindsided by everything that's gone on. I mean, poor Sarah is very in the dark. You
yes.
know, she is just caught unawares on all sides, because you have it where, you know, they're asked, like, the reporter's asking her, like, well, it's all, you know, what's going on? She can't answer, obviously, any of those questions. She doesn't have a chance to. But then, you know, she has no idea why they're asking her all these questions. And then Lex reminds her, well, it's your property.
Yeah.
Then she comes in with the detail that it's been vacant for over a year. Like, Lee got shot there apparently
Yeah.
at a different point in time. Maybe Lee shouldn't have gone back. Maybe that area, you know, maybe he should have steered clear, because he got shot there.
Yeah.
Later on, get blown up there. Bad spot for you, dude.
Very, yes, exactly.
Lex even asks though, like, well, where is Lee and where's Peter? And Sarah is just, I don't know. It's like, honey, you got to get your house in order and figure out where your family's at and your loved ones are at. You're just getting, she's just getting caught up in all of this and just totally caught unawares by everything.
And and that kind of begs the question as to what exactly is she thinking at this point in time? Because she saw that first of all, she was blindsided by the fact that the wedding was happening in her at her home.
Right.
She wasn't planning on it because Peter was missing and everything. But then they go through with it, but then the wedding gets ruined anyway. So there's just a lot, because here's the deal, normally, and everybody knows with the soap world, it's like it could be a day for a week or a week for a day, and whatever. I mean, how heck, in General Hospital,
Time is an illusion. It just, you
in
know.
General Hospital last month, there were two characters that were able to go from Port Charles to Amsterdam to Canada and back in one episode. So
Even not following GH, I was aware of that. I became aware of that. That's like, just crossing through space and time.
yes,
No
exactly. It's like
issue.
Santa, but in this thing, it's like this entire series for the most part is at right now is only like 48 hours maybe. It's going very true to form in terms of the time frame. It's almost real time.
That's a good point. Yeah, it is just spanning a small amount. It's not, I mean, unless you get the flashbacks to different sort of
Right.
things just to fill us in. But in general, yeah, the main plot is taking place over the course of just a few days. So,
Exactly.
my gosh, I can't imagine what this family goes through in a month.
Hey, no kidding. But so Sarah's all this is kind of, in our time we're looking at it by weeks, because the show every week or whatever. But in reality, it's like Sarah's having all this stuff coming at her at once.
She's got a lot to grapple
She has a
with.
lot to
Yeah.
go
And
through.
she is just, but it's everyone's trying to just kind of like, pick up the pieces and what she just has no idea where to even start. She can't even like find, she doesn't even know where her son is, doesn't know where her ex-husband is. She is just very, just kind of getting just lost in the shuffle a little bit,
Exactly.
which, but I did appreciate how, she was just kind of in that place and Lex was just trying to just get information out of her. And also just, he's aware when he becomes aware, obviously, that Lee is the other casualty, just his turning, he knows he has to tell her, but he is not prepared for that conversation. He's just like, you can see it like when he gets the, and when he gets the word about Isabella as well. I mean, it's just clearly just affected him and he's just trying to figure out how to spread that news and share that news without, but yeah, poor guy. They're really
And
big.
it puts him in a very, very difficult position, because clearly Lee and Lex were not good friends, and because Sarah cheated on Lee with Lex,
Yeah, a lot of
and
tension there, a lot of baggage, a lot of.
a lot of tension, a lot of stuff, but yet.
Yeah. And he knows that, I mean, he even said as much in previous, that Lee is still in love with Sarah. So, yeah, that's a lot that they're going to have to sift through once she finds out and once he eventually has to tell her the truth.
Yes, exactly. So, all right. So this is where I got a little confused, because there's a woman with an English accent sitting in a car, and
Yes,
someone called.
our British mystery woman, who was revealed to be named Jen, but I don't believe that's her real name.
No, I almost thought it was Emma that was Lee's significant other.
That crossed my mind as well, actually, just, but it seems as if she is just kind of, obviously Brian has gotten himself into some pretty deep,
Right.
bad stuff. He's embedded in some stuff that's pretty unsavory, because this woman was clearly tracking his movements
Yes, exactly. And
and trying to figure out what his next move is and even tracking his credit cards. So clearly,
she got a phone
something.
call about Brian's credit card being used in this hotel, and obviously we know it was Peter. So she's on some kind of lookout or PI. She must be a PI or something.
Yes. Yeah, it was giving off sort of a, undercover sort of, agent vibe for sure. So kind of, it's just, but all of a sudden just to have this woman that we haven't encountered before, just in the car, just, kind of tracking Brian. But then obviously she goes to track Brian and I guess she didn't get a photo of Brian or doesn't know what he looks like
Yeah, exactly. He ends
because.
up knocking on the door, and she assumes that Peter is Brian. And she kind of goes in and gives off the vibe that she's going to try to seduce him.
Yeah, that's, the trench coat with the fancy black nightgown underneath. Yeah, that's a little, And then you got Peter who's just kind of like, I guess this is happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the way she said it, like she knew that he was getting that Brian was getting married, and she's like, he's even doing this on his wedding night, because he checked
Oh
it by
yeah, just
himself.
calls him pathetic,
Yeah.
basically. She is like, she's just like, well, that's just sad,
So
like.
clearly she must have known that Brian, was had cheated on Zoe with Isabella, which is why I thought it was Emma,
Yeah.
because but
Still could be, because we aren't necessarily sure that, Jen is probably an alias.
Yes.
So we could have a reveal. I'd kind of forgotten about this little piece of the puzzle, though. Honestly, like I when I saw this scene, I was just like, oh, wait a minute. I was trying to place her and I was struggling because it's been a bit since I've seen it.
So are
But
those the noises of Chicago that I'm hearing in the background?
I thought maybe it wouldn't be. There's some activity happening right outside my apartment right now.
Well, as long as you stay safe, that's the most important thing.
Sorry for any siren slash noise that was. I thought maybe the mic was kind of covering it up, but yeah, no.
No worries. It happens. We're live, so nothing can go wrong because we're live.
It was a dramatic day in Bay City. It's dramatics happening here. It's
Yeah,
just we're
exactly.
all still
That's
alive.
exactly what it is. But all right, so after we see, Jen, in the car, because we then see we know that Christine picked up Janice from the bar last week, and
Yes.
now we see her helping her home, basically helping her to her door.
Yeah. Chris seems like a good friend, trying to, make sure that she's okay. But Chris seems like a little bit of a, she
There's
seems like
some
she's a little
shade
crazy.
there.
She's
Yes,
got a bit
because
of an
she did
edge.
comment as to, it just she made it. See, I can't remember the verbiage, but she made a comment. I guess Janice has said, "What would you do if XYZ?" And Christine's like, "Oh, I would, just."
Oh yeah, no, because she's bringing up, because Janice in her still kind of drunken state is, saying like, what's wrong with
What's
me?
wrong with, yeah.
Why her? Just because clearly, she knows that Sarah and Lee, she's still hung up on Lee, obviously, and Sarah has always been the competition, and Chris's response, the love potion. That's why, Sarah's got this hold on him, all of this. But yeah, for Chris to just kind of segue into, well, when someone gets in my way, I just find a creative way to get rid of them.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's interesting. So and then Janice even like in her, she's like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. Just
Yeah.
even while she's drunk, she can see that this woman's got like a bit of an edge and a bit of a streak in her, so. But then
Exactly.
Janice, obviously just feels starts feeling kind of sick, goes inside, and then we cut to Liana. Poor Liana. Oh my gosh.
I feel so bad for her. It's like she's coming, first of all, she's coming down from her own high.
Yeah.
And, Janice comes in, collapses on the couch. Liana kind of confronts her about being drunk, and which is almost hypocritical in a way, because
Little bit being, yeah, like, okay, I'm sitting here trying to come off of this, and meantime you're like, out getting completely trashed.
yes.
But for that first line, asking if she's drunk, mommy, wake up,
Yeah.
like that, just like, oof, like, oh man.
Exactly. And just to say that she needs, I need you to be a mother right now. I need
Yeah.
comfort or.
Or, it's almost like, you see, Pete and Liana. It's like they're in that arrested development sort of stage where it's just like they Liana in this particular episode just she just seemed like such like a little like a little girl just like who needs her
Very
mom.
sympathetic character in this episode.
Yeah, just ugh, it was just devastating. And then for Janice to immediately assume, well, you're back on drugs, do we need to talk about this? And Janice like, no, like listen to me, listen to what I'm saying. My dad is dead.
Yes.
He says it like four or five times, but and like puts on the newscast. comes at her with all of this, like, illogical, situation, like the situation has happened. And then you have Janice, who's just like not listening, not able to process
She
it,
accuses
just
her of
assumes he's
lying.
lying,
Yep. And
which, oof, just.
then Leanna says, "I was there. I saw it." And he turned and looked at me for a brief second and then walked in there, and now he's gone.
Yep.
And that was heartbreaking, to
Yeah.
watch. And just anytime there's a death of a character, anytime there's a death in general, you feel some kind of a heartbreak. But when you're
Yeah.
able to put yourself in this, in the character's eyes, and this girl just learned a day or two ago that her father was this man who, she never, really got to know. And then she's strung out. She sees him thinking, oh, he's coming to look for me.
Yeah.
At least that's what I got from it. Although, obviously he wasn't. And then all of a sudden she's watching and she watches him get blown up.
Yep.
Just
It's just,
like that.
yeah. Like, that is the only interaction that she's ever had with the man, just found out that he's her father, and now she's lost him, and now she's just trying to grapple with that and process it, and her mother is just not receptive to anything that she's saying, and just saying that she's lying and sick and running to throw up, and it's just like that, her just calling for her mom, saying mommy, it's just, oh my gosh, just this poor girl cannot catch a break.
Exactly. And then, we, like I said, we saw Lex get the call from Mac confirming that Isabella was a victim, and then, says that Liana came in saying she saw Lee going there. And
Yep, she's the eyewitness that basically just, and then that information all gets conveyed to Sanders at
yes.
the end, which was just another devastating reveal. I mean, it doesn't even he hears the information, he's trying to process it, and then it just fades to black. It's but it's going to pick up in the next, and it's just oof.
Yeah.
Man just realizes, just lost his daughter.
Exactly.
So, and that's how the episode, it just ends on such like
It
a
ends. Yeah.
just note like that, which is just oof, just gut punch.
Yes, definitely. And that's it. I mean, that's where the episode ends. We kind of went through the entire thing, in 27 minutes, and it was probably a 22-minute episode.
Yeah. I mean, there were like just like there was just so many like little just kind of, I don't know, there was a couple little like little character moments that were just like we kind of talked to, like about Liana kind of acting like kind of being like reverting back to being a kid almost. And then you see Pete and he's kind of like it's almost like he's gone from like being a kid almost being like a kind of rebellious little teenager now. He's
Yeah.
just kind of like sitting there eating his burger. What
Yes.
cracked me up too, and I made a note about this just because I just thought it was so funny. He's sitting there eating a cheeseburger. Obviously, it's just like, in a wrapper from somewhere. He has a giant bottle of ketchup on the
Yes.
nightstand. Full bottle. It's like, dude, you just carry ketchup on you? Did you buy the ketchup? Why wasn't there a ketchup packet?
Right.
Like, just cracked me up. He's just like, just he comes like he travels with a ketchup bottle, apparently. It's just I don't know, that cracked me up when I saw that. And just his whole just being kind of zen about the whole, like, well, not zen, but like not really questioning, just kind of rolling with it that this woman is coming to like, his room to seduce him. And, with the, he's not even, he's just kind of along for the ride at this point. So it's almost as if he's just kind of being a little bit, not as much of a kid, but more of a teen that's just kind of like on a little like ride and just doing his thing and with his ketchup.
Yeah, almost like, okay, so I'm gonna get laid tonight. I'm gonna lose my virginity. Well, I mean, whatever. He's just thinking like a
Yeah.
teenager, to the, it's almost like we're seeing a very rapid aging for
Well,
him, just from
yeah.
juvenile to teen to,
Well, he saw a lot, so I think his like childhood innocence is kind of gone now.
Yes,
Saw
exactly.
a lot go down the past few, and now it's like, okay, time for me to just kind of strike out on my own here under my brother's name. And probably get into some trouble because, obviously Brian is in trouble, and as a result, Pete assuming his identity is not going to go well.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know that Brian's in trouble. He just saw the, just wanting to be a little anonymous,
Yeah.
on his
You're not
own.
booking a one-way ticket to Dubai if everything is cool.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, Brian could have, he would have needed a passport anyway, so his regular ID wouldn't have mattered, but yeah,
True. But yeah, you wouldn't, I don't know, traveling internationally when you can't find your wallet seems like a bit of a mistake.
yeah, that I agree with, absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, it's just there was just so many. I mean, but it was such a fast episode too. Like honestly, it's like you blink and you miss like there's so many like little details that were just kind of peppered in, and then before you know it, the episode's over, and then it's just okay. They still are grappling now with stuff because now it's gonna be we're gonna get into like the reveals like more of obviously Sanders having to process what he just learned. And obviously Lex having to break the news to Sarah and that whole thing. And there's a lot to still digest with
Agreed.
everything that's gone down. So,
So
oh man.
remains to be seen for next week as we go forward. There's only three episodes left of The Bay, The Beginning. And then after that, we'll have kind of, we're going to try to figure something out at the end of the season for episode 11. Instead of going directly from, The Bay, The Beginning into, we might end up doing that anyways, but we'll have to take a look and kind of see where we go, but we are after The Bay, The Beginning is over when we get into the actual, The Bay series. We're gonna go two episodes at a time and just kind of try to go through that a little quicker, because as we want to also at some point in in the future catch up to the main show, so a little more timely. But at the same time, we're going to end up doing two episodes per our episode and kind of going
Right.
that way.
Just get through, but it'll just because the episodes are still condensed and
Oh, sure.
obviously they're not so
Yeah.
but it'll be good to just kind of be able to cover a little bit more ground a little bit quicker and just kind of get into the next stage of the series, which I'm really looking forward to, even though like it's been fun, like obviously like this piece of things and just kind of revisiting has been great, so.
Yeah, exactly. But that's pretty much it. Do you have any closing thoughts? I think we went over everything that happened in
I
basic.
think so too. And I mentioned that the whole ketchup thing that I'm sorry, I just that amused me. I don't know why. It just stuck in my brain. But no, good episode, just very, 20 minutes, they crammed a lot in and I'm excited for next week's.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. And it's like even watching these, I find the writing on this show to be much quicker paced. And
Yes.
granted, you got to think about, where they were at the time. This is obviously 2010, started as just a YouTube shorts or a web series,
Right.
in just like every scene was probably one episode, and they just made it chapters and then put it together as the show.
Yes.
But they did, they had to make it fast pace, and I love that. Like this, the writing on this show right now is better than any other writing in soap at this point.
It's definitely surpassed, just because currently, like, I don't know. I've seen some uneven writing on the soap that I'm currently, most invested in, which is Days of Our Lives. I'm seeing some that's like I'm really loving, like certain episodes, certain scenes, and then other ones not so much. There's just it's the quality is up and down, I feel like at this point. It's
Like,
starting to kind of even out a little, but it's just there's something. Whereas with this, it just feels like it's consistently fast. It's just it's soapy. It's giving you the twists. It's giving you character development. It's just providing everything in 20-minute, 30-minute chunks, which is just really it's an incredible thing to see. So,
no, exactly. You're exactly right. I mean,
fun binge.
and I'm glad you brought up Days because I do have to catch up on the yesterday and today's episodes, but it made no sense for Stefan to shoot Harris. Like,
But Harris had to go back to GH, so they're gonna have to
oh
do
yeah,
something with the guy. They're gonna have to do something with the guy.
although I mean, but I see so many holes in that entire storyline itself, because and for those of you who don't know, we're talking about Days of Our Lives right now. There's a storyline going on that I personally cannot understand the entire thing. Like, first of all, Clyde being in prison, A, there's they're he wouldn't have a cell phone that's there permanently. Like, I mean, unless he
I
paid
feel
off.
like is just on an own, they're on their own other level. I mean, we've seen so much come in and out of that place. It's like, you know,
Yes. But I mean,
out loud.
you would think that he, I mean, the only way he could really keep the cell phone is if he paid off numerous guards that knew that he had it so he could charge it every night. And even going to the visitor's room with the cell phone, normally when you, first of all, you get patted down when you go into the visitor's room. And then on the way back, they give you a strip search so you know that the people that visited you didn't give you anything.
Trying
So,
to make sense of soap prison,
oh,
I
I
think
know.
this is just a, you know, you're not going to find
Well,
logic
it's
there.
the same thing with General Hospital and the fact that, you know, Pattonville is a co-ed prison where the males and females are able to
Oh,
intermingle. And
okay.
so, yeah, there's a lot there. I mean, we at some point
We could go on and
have to
on.
do a special episode of one of our shows about just
I
the
think that that would be
prison.
warranted. Yeah.
No
I'd
prison.
be that. Oh man. No, it's nice seeing though, just, you know, the character-driven drama, and also just like, you know, but seeing the plot moving forward at a rapid pace, but you still get filled in on everything, and you're not, you know, there's no holes, there's no, just like, it's just, it's so, it's very taut, it's
Yes.
very, you know, just, you know, smartly written, which I appreciate the heck out of, so.
Absolutely. But all right, so we're out of time for, you know, this episode of Dockside at the Bay. Thank you all for watching. Again, hit
Yes,
that
thank
like
you.
button, get notified or subscribe, get notified. And again, we are officially an affiliate for WWE Shop. So go to sudsandsquirtcircle.com/wrestlingmerch. That provides the affiliate code. For us, you can get this awesome NWO hat or anything with the bloodline leading up to WrestleMania in less than 40 days now. So, you know, can't believe that March is already here.
Crazy.
All right, so we will see you next week with Dockside of the Bay episode 8, which we will be watching on we'll be watching the Bay the Beginning episode 8, which you can find on Tubi TV and Amazon Prime. And keep watching the bay. Binge the bay. That's
Into the
the
bed.
thing. Binge the
Yes.
bay. But for Kim, I'm Vinny. We'll see you all next week here at
See you next week.
Dockside at the Bay. Have a great day, everybody. All right. Live stream is stopped.